It's Weekend Edition Sunday on WVTF, and each week at this time, we welcome Andrea Mattioni-Willis, our veggie chef, with something new and exciting for the vegetarian gourmets out there.
Or just people that want to eat more vegetables.
And I understand that you're anxious for tomato season.
I am. I am so missing fresh garden tomatoes.
Maybe we'll get them earlier this year because of all the warmth.
That would be nice. I hope so.
Okay. But in the meantime, you've found something you can use instead.
Oh, yeah. This week's recipe is delicious as is. But, man, when those tomatoes come in, it's going to be so much better.
There's nothing like fresh garden tomatoes. That's true.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, until then, we're going to make this week's couscous dish with canned organic tomatoes. And, well, also, in addition to later on being able to use fresh tomatoes, you can swap out the pinto beans I've used with garbanzo beans, if you like, or even play around with the spices. I've made this couscous and tomato bean sauce several times, and it's been a little different each time, but this particular version is pretty tasty.
Okay.
And no need to write any of this down. It will be on WVTF's Facebook page after this and on the website shortly thereafter. So, for the spicy tomato and bean couscous, you're going to need vegetable broth, dry whole wheat couscous, and I should mention you're going to get the specifics on the measurements on the website. You're going to need some diced onion, diced garlic, some olive oil, the canned organic tomatoes I mentioned, and they need to be crushed. You're going to need a can of pinto beans, rinsed and drained. You're going to need some fresh cilantro, ground cumin, cinnamon, salt to taste. And then we're also going to spice it up with the red cayenne pepper. And then we're going to top everything with diced avocado and some shredded cheddar, soy or regular, your choice. Now, in a small saucepan, you're going to bring the broth to a boil. Once the broth reaches a boil, remove it from the heat and stir in the couscous. Cover and let sit for 5 minutes. That's all you need to do for the couscous, and that's great because then you can move on to do the rest of your recipe. In a medium saucepan, heat the oil over medium and add garlic and onions. Saute for 3 to 5 minutes or until the garlic is lightly golden. Then add your beans, tomatoes, spices, and herbs. Stir well and reduce the heat to let the sauce simmer for about 15 minutes. Then you're going to divide the couscous evenly among 4 bowls, top with the sauce, cheese, avocado, and that's it. And it's pretty filling and tasty.
Sounds all right.
I think it was. And so if anybody has any questions about this or any other recipes I've shared, you can email me at wvtfveggie@gmail.com.